When they're all gone, you'll see just what I mean. Fate has a place for you, prepared by Father Time. And I can't dry your tears when I won't hear you crying. No, I can't dry your tears, dear, I won't hear you crying.
Boys and girls, I tell you, right there is a real country song. Stonewall Jackson here on Dispatch Me Home Radio, and I wanted to play that. Can't Dry Your Tears, a great song, and you'll learn about Stonewall Jackson if you go to musicchartsmagazine.com. They've got the interview up that I did with Stonewall, and you can even read quite a bit about him, a lot of information, and then hear his own words of what he has done in his music career, and a couple of things he's done no other artist on the Grand Ole Opry or in music has ever been able to do. So check it out, musicchartsmagazine.com, the brand new Stonewall Jackson interview that I did a few weeks ago. You know, in the trucking news, and I see this all the time, and they're going to try it again, Ohio speeds, toll rates set to rise. A bill to increase the speed limit 5 miles per hour, which is a good thing, on rural interstates, and boost tolls on the Ohio Turnpike is headed to the governor. House and Senate lawmakers this week approved the state's transportation bill after working out their differences. The two-year, $7.1 billion budget bill includes a plan to borrow $1.5 billion against the turnpike to help pay for road work across the state. Now, the main component, HB 51, guarantees that 90% of the bond money will be used on the northern Ohio roads. Specifically, the money could be used on roads within 75 miles of the turnpike. Neither here nor less, once again, truckers are going to pay for the roads to get resurfaced and fixed. But at least the speed limits will boost up to 5 miles per hour, so truckers will have to use a little bit more fuel, but we're going to see what they're going to do with the turnpike tolls, and I'll tell you more about that when we find out about it here on Dispatch Me Home Radio. Well, let's get right on back into the music, and Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder is going to come up here and sing a great song for us. This is one of the 6,000 songs that a gentleman named Jimmy Driftwood wrote. His most famous song is The Battle of New Orleans, and the next famous is The Tennessee Stud, but Jimmy Driftwood wrote 6,000 songs in his 91 years upon the earth, and here is a great recording from Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder. Here's the Tennessee Stud on Dispatch Me Home Radio.
I sure hope you enjoy this tribute. Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have gotten through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding on the Tennessee Stud. Had some trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee Stud. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. On down into no man's land, across the river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with the Spaniard's foal till it got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and the gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee Stud. He stood was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the muscle and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. Well, I got as lonesome as a man can be, dreaming of my girl in Tennessee.
Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a dreamin' of a sweetheart too. We loped right on across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her pa. I found that girl with the golden hair, and she was a riding on the Tennessee mare. Oh boy. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. The nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, across the mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy and we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. A pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse colt playing round the door. I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. They're good horses. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Once again, Ricky Skaggs, Kentucky Thunder, here on Dispatch Me Home Radio. Hi, everyone. I'm Big Al Weekly, and we got just a few more minutes to spend with you. And I wanted to get this piece of news in before we get to our next song. This is not sad to see, but it is sad to see the results. The Federal Motor Carrier has shut down two trucking companies and one bus line. The FMCSA shut down a pair of trucking companies this past week. According to them, the first company, Highway Star, out of Oak Park, Michigan, and its driver, Ibram Fedick, came under investigation after he caused a fatal crash on Interstate 65 in Hardin County, Kentucky, just about a month ago. Fedick rear-ended a passenger vehicle, killing six people and injuring two others. Now, the post-crash investigation found that he had been driving well in excess of his hours of service and had falsified his logbooks. So the Federal Motor Carrier claims that Highway Star not only did not require its drivers to comply with the hours of service regulations, but also required them to falsify their logbooks. The other company is General Trucking out of Atlanta, Georgia. It was found to be in violation of numerous safety regulations, including dispatching unqualified drivers, inadequate compliance with hours of service, and dispatching unsafe, overloaded vehicles. Both companies and the driver, Fedick, has been ordered to shut down and cease operations immediately. And then we turn around and go to Oklahoma City, where the Heartland Charters and Tours, based out of Oklahoma City, will cease all operations effective today, March the 23rd, as I'm looking here. The shutdown stems from failing to adhere to the operating conditions. So there you have it. Federal Motor Carrier is checking out trucking companies and bus lines, and if you are not in compliance, they're going to shut you down. Let's go back in time with a young lady here, and I've just can't remember the exact date, but I remember the song, and it's called Somebody's Knockin'. Here is the great Terry Gibbs, back in the 1980s, 1980 to be exact. Somebody's Knockin' on Dispatch Me Home Radio.
Somebody's talking, he's whispering to me.
Somebody's knocking, there she goes, Terry Gibbs, to finish up Dispatch Me Home Radio. Dispatch Me Home Radio has been brought to you by MusicChartsMagazine.com. That is MusicChartsMagazine.com in Nashville, Tennessee. Don't forget to check out the brand new interview from Stonewall Jackson and tell everybody about MusicChartsMagazine.com. Dispatch Me Home Radio may not be copied or recorded without written permission from MusicChartsMagazine.com or Big Owl Weekly. Take care, my friends. Keep it rolling. Remember, the day is there. All you have to do is make it.